Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Welcome you tonight to our Widow Ministry show. Hope that all is well. I hope that you had a wonderful Memorial weekend. It was beautiful weather here in Atlanta, but hot weather. But I hope that you were able to get through it in spite of the heat, because it's a blessing just to see the sunshine instead of the storms and tornadoes and everything that's happening all over the country. So it is so blessed to have nice hot weather. It's better than the rain and the storm. But I hope that you had a great one. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. The power from on high. And the scripture that we are reading from tonight is at the first chapter, the 8 verses. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. We know that when we accept Christ as our Savior, we become a new creature. So, and the Holy Spirit begins to be a part of our lives. So many things that you used to do, you used to go out there and party all night long and do all kinds of different things. But some of those things that you used to do, even though it's not all of those things were wrong, but we change. There are the feelings that within us, some of those things that we don't want to do anymore. It's not by choice, because of the Holy Spirit. We become new creature in Christ. There are many well-meaning Christians who never succeed in developing their full potential because they don't understand the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. This has a negative influence on their discipleship, and they are unable to serve Christ as effective as they should. Let's read that again. And they are unable to serve Christ as effective as they should. If you depend on your own strength and your service to the Master, you are sure to fail. And there are so many people who they become very successful. Whatever gift they may have or whatever they pursue in life, they become very successful, making lots of money. And they, and I'll say we, because sometimes we get caught up in the same thing, that everything that we are successful with, we did it. It's all about us. You know, we work hard to get this accomplished. We got this job. We work hard to get up the ladder, become assistant vice president, vice president. And we forget about who really got us there. We think it's all about us. But when we focus on those things and also material things, God sometimes wake us up. Wake us up and let us know that it's not all about Mary, it's not all about Jane, it's not all about Jack, it's not all about Henry, it's not all about you. You do not get that, just think that, just because you are working hard at it. He let us know that it's all about him. And if you see the different things that are happening today, you can see that God is letting us know it's not all about you. It's all about him. He gave those gifts to you. He helped you develop those skills and those different things that you have developed in life. So if you think that, if you depend on your own strength in your service to the Master, you are sure to fail. This thing is all about you. I mean, we must be thankful that when he gives us the gift, of course, he wants us to do our very best at anything that he give us. But just don't forget who gave it to you. Apart from me, you can do. Let's go to the scripture, John 15:5. It says, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm going to read a little bit more. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I am in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, ye can do nothing. So we must not forget that we can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. This is not something that you can earn to make happen through your own effort. The anointing is the gift of grace you receive when you submit yourself to the authority of the living Christ. And when you diligently seek him in prayer and willingly receive the blessing and the privileges and the responsibility of this gift. Accepting God's gift with gratitude and joy, and allow the Spirit to lead you along the way of service that he has ordained for you. Then serve him with a newfound spirit of trust, authority, and peace give an example that this ministry, this next chapter ministry, God has given Sheila Coley and myself the ability to put together this ministry, give us the resources and tool to carry it through. We would never think that we was going to have a talk show that could reach you from Chicago, California, Florida, Atlanta, South Carolina, New York. Would never think that this was going to be one of those next chapter that we was going to take this ministry to. But by obeying to the Holy Spirit and believing in the Holy Spirit, He gives us the ability to develop and go to the next level, next chapter. So the Holy Spirit does a whole lot for us, but we just have to believe and receive the power from on high. And who are we talking about high? Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, He gives the power through the Holy Spirit. Just like when He died on the cross and He told His disciples that He would send, they could not even understand how they could go on without Jesus. But what He did, He left them with something. He told them that He would never leave them. Just like He told you, He would never leave you or forsake you. He left them with the Holy Spirit, and He knew the Holy Spirit would comfort them and help them through what He wanted them to continue to do. The Holy Spirit can do so many things, can comfort you, can keep you, provide for you, help you to understand things that you don't think that you understand. The Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit lives within you, it gives you the power from on high. Let's continue to talk about Christian growth. I'm going to read another scripture, John 15, the fourth chapter. John 15, the fourth verse. Abide on me, and I am in you. John explained what this means when he uses the same word, dwell. Dwell in me. Abiding depends on keeping Christ's commandments. Perhaps your spiritual life has lost some of its flavor. If so, it is time that you pause for a while and prayerfully seek the reason for it. We sometimes lose our flavor by certain things that happens in our lives. Losing a loved one, become very ill with some type of disease or financial situation. We lose our faith. We lose our flavor. Because we can't understand why we are going through what we are going through. But if so, it's time for you to pause for a while and prayerfully seek the reason for this. You might have drifted away from Christ. You may be focusing on something that is good in itself, but it is ultimately inadequate to satisfy your deepest longing and needs. When I first lost my loved one, that's my spouse I'm speaking of, I could not understand. I felt that I went to church. I read my Bible. I was a good person. I did everything that, at the time, when that happened, I couldn't understand why this could happen to me. Why now? All those whys. Question after question after question. But what the Holy Spirit does, he finds ways to comfort us. He finds people and resources for us to help us to get through those things. This is where our Christian growth is. We continue to pray, believe in God, believe that he's going to get us through this. The Holy Spirit is not going to leave us alone. Sometimes we let other spirit in us, that's when we lose our faith. We can't believe what's going on in our lives. Can't believe that I'm going through these financial problems. And why can't I get out of that situation? Why am I keep going through it? When is it going to end? Why is my health? Why did I develop this disease? Why is my kids acting this way? Why is my job? Why am I having so much problems on my job? Why are these evil people around me? Have all those different things that take our faith away. We drift away from Christ. Faith founded on Jesus is alive and vibrant. Jesus regards his relationship with you and your relationship with him as extremely important. And the miracle of his grace is that he gives his Holy Spirit to us to fill our lives so that he can manifest himself through us. Well, that is very true. But sometimes we lose our flavor. Even though God is giving us his Holy Spirit to fill us, we sometimes lose our flavor. We sometimes lose our faith. And sometimes it is okay, but just for a moment. Don't dwell in it. If we place him first, all other things will fall into their proper perspective. There are some misinformed people who think that such commitment to Christ will rob life of its vitality and excitement. Yeah, sometimes we don't want to commit and be obedient to God's commandment. We want to still go out there and just party and do all the things that we would do of the world. We feel, just like you hear many ministers, that they were running from Jesus for a long time. And finally they decided to commit and do what God wants them to do. They are living in the flesh. They're not ready to stop. And they said, I want to be in church all the time and doing all these different things that require of me. They want to continue to do the things of the world. So they think that they can have peace, fun, and harmony in doing God's will. But we must try him. And you know one thing? All those things that we thought that we enjoy doing, those things start drifting away. Unfortunately, have only a vague understanding of the Lord. He has come to give life, life that is abundant and rich. This is the inheritance of those in whom he lives and whom abide in him, dwell in him. Let's read 1 John 4:13. We know that we live in him and he lives in us because he has given us of the Spirit. The wonder of God's grace is the Christ that lives in you. Scripture clearly proclaims this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. To be a true Christian life is unconditionally surrender your life to Christ. When his Spirit fills our heart and lives, we find new meanings in life. I know I have found new meaning in my life. I started believing in Christ at an early age. When I got out of high school, I went straight to New York. And, well, I was raised in the church from a very early age. Even I taught Sunday school at an early age in my church because of the small setting, and also a lot of the older people did not know how to read. So a lot of us became teachers, Sunday school teachers, because they did not know how to read. But they were there to give us guidance. The Holy Spirit lived with them, and they were able to be there with us so we would be able to do the things that God wanted us to do, to read and teach his word, even though at a small age. But when I left home and went to New York, oh, yeah, I partied all night long. Sometime during the week, going to work, going to school. But you know one thing? Once you have, even though you did that, and you believe in Jesus Christ, you become a new creature in Christ. I would party all week long and even on the weekend. But when Sunday came, I was hanging around a lot of my friends. And they would sleep all day Sunday, but the Holy Spirit convicted me. I would get up and go to church just about every Sunday, and I got involved in the choir and different things, and which enjoyed it. But when you are convicted by the Holy Spirit, he's going to get you to continue to do the right thing. Sometimes you will stray, but it will definitely help you to get on path. I can sit back and listen and think about things that I did in my lifetime. And Jesus and the Holy Spirit was always there, kept guiding me from one year after another. And I could see my walk. He kept me on the path. Sometimes I would get off the path, but he would get me back on. I always had faith in God and loved God, that I wanted to worship with him and serve him, even though there were times that I wanted to be in the flesh. But the Holy Spirit overtook that flesh. When you fully accept God's Spirit in your life, a miracle takes place. This is the first step in Christian discipleship, but there must be continuously and consistent growth. You must continue to walk by reading his word, fellowshipping in a church, home. You have to develop a deeper understanding of God so that you can faithfully obey his will. When you allow the Holy Spirit of God into your life, he begins to transform you so that you no longer live to satisfy your own desire, but to do the will of God, whom you love. And that is the truth. My love for God keeps me getting up, even though it seems like every Tuesday. It's 7 days a week. But every Tuesday, I get so sleepy. The sleepiness gets so control over my body. And it seemed like it only happens on Tuesday night. I can be tired every day, but I never feel as tired and sleepy as I am on Tuesday night. And I thank one of my members who always seemed to wake me up just on time. I'm reading the word, and I will just fall asleep. I have no strength. But that's nothing but Satan. Satan doesn't want me to come on the air and do God's will. But to do the will of God whom you love. So I have the love of God. Continue to do this and be and to talk with you every Tuesday night. Don't hesitate to walk in the Spirit. It is the only way to find fulfillment, joy, and peace. And it gives me joy and peace when I can help somebody else. That Holy Spirit that lives within me gives me that joy and that love to talk on the air, to minister to widows and people that have other losses. So the Holy Spirit lives in you and helps you to continue to be motivated and to do good things for the Lord. So tonight, I just want to let you know, let the Holy Spirit live within you, and he'll get you through so many different things that you're going through. It also will help you develop whatever God wants you to develop, but you got to let him live in you. You got to stay focused on him. Let the Holy Spirit live within you, and you'll become a new creature in Christ. You'll become a better friend to a friend, a better mother to a mother, a better auntie to your nieces or nephews out there, a better sister to another sister. He will make you a new creature in Christ. Just let him live within you, and he will develop you and also heal you, comfort you, and help you to get through whatever you're going through. So the life with the Holy Spirit is a wonderful thing. Don't hesitate not to walk in the Spirit. It is the only way to find fulfillment, joy, and peace. And I love having the joy and peace that he gives me each and every day. God, to let the Holy Spirit in you, if you feel that he's not, live in you, and you will see how things can change in your life to the better. It will give you faith, more will to get through day by day. Live in you. Tune in again next week, the same time, at 11 to 11:30 p.m. Also, if you would like to participate in any way on our show, contact me and let me know or what you want to hear on the show. I try to bring other speakers on the phone at times, but sometimes if you want to get on the air to talk about something, you're welcome to. Just give me a call and be a part of our program each week. And also like to make an announcement. In 2 weeks, June 10th, 11th, and 12th, we are going to Myrtle Beach. And I just cannot wait until we get there. We're going to have a great time. We are going to have a widow's retreat in Myrtle Beach, June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
That's right around the corner. Get those bathing suits, those sanders, those wide brim hats for the sun, the sunshade. Pack those bags and let's get ready to go. I can't wait. But be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week. Good night.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
You
and its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it.